Let's see. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th when you first see them?
I could forgive you.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say,
we used to call them barrels, but now folks can get these big old boats to go on boats now.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty...
Yeah.
Yeah, or a pretty what of beads?
Pearl.
Okay. You say would you say a string of beads or a string
of
beads?
Yeah, a string of beads. You say some have double string, three string. I say string of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really, but the other one?
Be good, yeah.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say, he got down on his...
Knee.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
He's a stingy. Well, you say stingy, close that one.
Okay. Suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
Right.
Would you ever use the words dutchy or slouchy or tacky?
Yeah.
Now, what would slouchy mean?
Well, when you're nasty. And don't care how... Don't cry like... Go out, decent, fix up yourself. Well, if you can say, well, they show the slouchy first.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about tacky? Would you ever use that?
Well, when you're tacky, you got clothes on, gun... Like to tag them all around it, you know, like to cut them now, bridges leave.
Yeah.
Well, I call that tagging.
Okay.
And that's what I would call it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, I really wear them up there, they cut the bridges leg all now and just got them tagged all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, could you say that either a woman or a man looks slouchy or tacky?
Yeah, a woman can look just as slouchy as a man. A man can look slouchy.
Okay.
And that man clothes nasty and have on him, he's slouchy too.
Okay.
But Lord say, give me a clean man and let his clothes be thin him.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
Dressed up.
And if you're talking about a man, you'd say...
But he dressed up.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You'd say, he certainly is what for his age?
Well, let me see. You can get a bottom good game.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition.
He lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Oh, pretty lazy.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
How brave.
What do you call an old house that spirits might live in?
Haint.
A child might be afraid to go past the cemetery at night because he'd be afraid he'd see. Well, now, what do you call the house that a haint might live in?
Spring.
Okay.
No, ma'am, I ain't got. I know I love my football. We need to go up there and love to stay. God damn what to do. And I can tell you that, like. I ain't too big to be around when you pay. I tell my husband a lot of times about him, me and him. I said, you call me so much, I tell you the truth. I said, I wouldn't stay. If you be alone, I'd be alone. I wouldn't stay in the house no longer. And, put you away. Tell my nigga, you just kept your head for you. I just get.